It's snowing in Vermont this morning, but the temperature is expected to rise to a balmy 20 degrees after a very chilly week. Essayist Tim Brooks usually can tolerate the New England winter, but he's having difficulty this year.
I don't have any formal training as a theologian, of course, but I'm fairly confident that the root of all evil is our driveway. The other day, it snowed nearly 2 feet. It snowed on the day I was scheduled to have my snow tires put on. I couldn't get my snow tires put on because they were in the garage at the foot of the driveway, which is only 100 feet long but deceptively steep. My car was parked in the bay at the top because it didn't have snow tires on. The driveway's too long to shovel, but in mid-afternoon, our neighbor, Tom Blanchard, the kindest guy on the planet, came down on his lawn tractor with the snowblower attachment and carved us a lovely canyon of a driveway, just wide enough, with walls of snow on each side. Then I discovered that the downstairs kerosene heater wasn't working. The temperature in the bedrooms, which are downstairs, was 58 and dropping. The fuel supplier had closed because of the snow. We slept upstairs on the living room floor. This sounded like fun, but we have 3 cats, and they spent all night chasing a mouse under the floorboards and would have used the Christmas tree as a litter box if I hadn't stayed awake to throw things at them. Next morning, groggy and ill-tempered beyond imagining, I drove my daughter to elementary school, came home, and parked at the foot of the driveway so I could load up the snow tires, hoping I could make it back up. The repair guy arrived, took one look at the driveway, and parked his van in the bay at the top. He came down, examined the heater, went outside, and reported that the heat had died because the exhaust outlet had been buried by the snowblower. That was when I realized that our driveway is the root of all evil. He cleared away the snow, set the heater going again, we said our goodbyes, he got in his van, which was blocking the head of the driveway, I got in my car, ready to go off and have my snow tires put on. He backed his van into a snowbank. He went forward and backed into a different snowbank. Every time he got stuck, he polished the snow down to the sheer ice underneath, and his van slid a little farther sideways downhill until he was wedged between a fence and a snowbank, blocking the driveway so I couldn't get out either. "I'm going to have to call for backup," he said in disgust. "First time I've ever got stuck." "Our driveway is the root of all evil," I said consolingly, but he didn't seem interested. Not enough of a theologian, I suppose.
Tim Brooks is a regular contributor to our program.